At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we go 9:08. Jake Madison joins us, host of Locked On Pelicans, to talk about some of the prospects Pelicans could be looking at in the draft and some of the big offseason questions. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Let's talk about the draft and the lottery that happened, where the Pelicans came in. Recap for people that lost track, all of that.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointing night. The Pelicans looked like they were in position to have a top four pick. They ended up falling since the lotteries for those top four spots. Three teams behind them got lucky. The Pelicans didn't. So instead of landing the 1, 2, 3, or 4 pick, they fell all the way down to 7. But it's still a pretty good draft, and they're going to be able to get an impactful player at that spot, I think.
What about the draft class and who would be available at that point, and how does that match up with who's available and who the Pelicans need or what the Pelicans need?
Yeah, I think when you look at this and kind of the top end of the NBA draft lottery, which the Pelicans are still picking in, the general consensus on strategy for that is you just go with, like, best player available, the guy who has the highest ceiling, who could become maybe the best player of the ones available to you at that time, the guy that could be an all-NBA kind of guy, rather than drafting for fit, since it's such a player-driven league and you only have 5 guys out on the court and they can have such an outsized impact on offense and defense. It's a little bit different than the NFL draft, where maybe you go with a positional fit, try and fill a hole that you have. Here, I think the Pelicans are just going to go with whoever kind of falls to them at that spot. And the good news is, this is a good draft. Last year's draft was not thought of very highly. You saw teams kind of trying to trade back, trying to get future draft assets. This is one where I think you're going to see a lot of teams trying to maneuver up draft boards to try and get some of these impactful players. So while Cooper Flagg of Duke is going to be the number one overall pick here, and the Pelicans aren't choosing from one of the top 2 or 3 prospects, they're in a good position to get guys that will impact winning at the next level, at the NBA level, pretty quickly, I think. You know, they're probably going to be looking at guys like Trey Johnson, a guard from Texas, who's going to be maybe the best scorer from this draft class. That dude's just a walking bucket. And in the NBA, when it's an offensive-driven league that you're seeing right now, you need those kind of guys that are just instant offense, can create their own shot and go and score. And Trey Johnson is a guy that can definitely do that. He's got really good size for the guard position, too. And the Pelicans need to just get a little bit bigger, a little bit taller. So that's someone that I think they're going to be looking at to kind of pair with Zion Williamson as his running mate and go-to score. You also have a guy, Con Knipple, out of Duke, a kind of do-it-all wing, a la Trey Murphy, similar to that, but a little bit shorter. He's the type of guy that's going to come in and be able to make threes immediately at the NBA level. And if you're looking to build around Zion Williamson still, you need more shooting there. And Con Knipple might be the best shooter in this draft class, I think. Go ahead.
Well, hang on. Remember where you were, because you said if you're looking to build around Zion Williamson, are they?
You know, it seems like it so far. You know, I think they did send a bit of a message on lottery night when Zion Williamson was the player up there representing the team. You can pick anyone you want. You see owners up there. You see front office people up there sometimes, and each team gets one representative, and it was Zion Williamson. I don't think you put him out there if you're still actively looking to trade him. I don't think it's, 100% guaranteed that he's back next year, but I think that's a pretty good sign that he is still part of the Pelicans' future, if just for this upcoming season.
Where were you before I interrupted you?
I think we're looking at more guys in the draft, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, despite the fact that they took a center in Eve Misi last year with their first round pick, you know, this is a team that I still think needs to upgrade their front court, whether it's a power forward spot or the center position. And there's some interesting guys in this draft to be able to do that. You have Kamen Malawach from Duke, who's 7'2", who's probably one of the biggest players in this draft. And when you look at the Pelicans division, where there's Victor Wembanyama, the former first overall pick a couple of years ago, or Zach Edey, or someone like Alperen Şengün with the Houston Rockets, you're going to need a good big center to be able to handle those guys that you are playing four times per year. So they could go in that direction. There's Derek Queen from Maryland, a center who had a really good tournament run, who looks like he could be a stretch five, so a center that shoots threes a little bit. That's something they've never really been able to put around Zion Williamson. So despite falling and it being a little bit disappointing, they're in a good position to kind of go any direction and still get a very good player.
What have you seen from Joe Dumars since he's taken over, or changes the team, or at least changes in things, the way things are being operated?
You know, I think he's just coming in and bringing in a different mentality to this team, at least right now. I think, you know, he's still in that early on stage of trying to understand the culture of the organization, trying to figure out who's staying, who's going, those sorts of things. So it's been a little bit quiet in that sense, but I can tell you he's met with, you know, as many players as possible, all the coaches and coaching staff, as they start to kind of get everyone on the same, you know, bus going in the same direction for the future of this franchise. But I think you're seeing him bring a more toughness mindset to this team than what they've had maybe in the past, where I think you're going to see more things like a little bit of tough love, you know, tough conversations with certain folks. And I think that's the type of shakeup that this team needs, you know, right now after the David Griffin era. And I think that's a big reason why that he was hired, that they knew he could have these kind of conversations, that he's going to be able to step in and just command respect from people within the organization with his track record as both a player and an executive, and even his time with the league office. So it's been a little bit quiet in terms of things, but now that we're getting kind of deeper into draft scouting, you're going to hear a lot more rumors. Things are going to start heating up. And in the NBA in general, it seems like it's going to be a very chaotic and busy offseason, and the Pelicans certainly are going to be a part of that.
If Willie Green was going anywhere, he would have gone already. Accurate?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think I agree with you that yes, it seems like they would have made a decision on that already, and it seemed like he was going to be safe in the first place on it. And given that he's under contract next year, it's not like they need to come out and tell him publicly state that he still has a job. There's no reason to do that when he already has the job. So I think there's a reason you haven't heard all of that, but it really is going to be up to Joe Dumars. And I think he's still doing a little bit of the fact finding when it comes to this franchise and talking with people and trying to learn more about what's going on. So as he's going through that process, things could change, but I'd say right now it seems pretty certain, but not 100% certain, that Willie Green is back next year.
I want to talk about salary cap and impactful free agents and so forth. I'm getting text here from different numbers over and over talking about Zion, a waste, this, Zion's not going to this, not going to that, can't do that. People can feel however they want, but if Zion comes back, can Joe Dumars?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Make a difference in him, or is it just going to be Zion is Zion?
You know, that's the big question, right? And I think Joe Dumars being able to, you know, I mentioned it a moment ago, being able to command respect is a really important thing to consider here of maybe that's the guy that can get through to Zion Williamson. And when you look at David Griffin's tenure here, look, everyone has draft hits or misses, good free agent signings, bad free agent signings, good trades, bad trades. You can dissect all of that stuff. The biggest failure for the David Griffin era was just not being able to connect with Zion Williamson in a way that he needed to, you know, that rookie year. And that created some very real, let's call it friction between Zion and the organization for a number of years. And how did that impact Zion's trajectory or him becoming kind of the consummate professional that you need him to be? And I think that's a big part of why this Zion era has been very mixed at best and certainly not had the success that you want to see with the team here. So it's really going to be Joe Dumars coming in, and his first order of business needs to be to try and get through to Zion Williamson, get buy-in like you've really never seen before. And you started to see more of that buy-in from Zion, you know, the past couple of years, even really this year, where you saw him trying more on defense than you've ever seen him before. But if Joe Dumars can get through to him and kind of have him reach his potential, the team could be very good here in New Orleans because Zion is that special of a player. But there's also reasons to think maybe it's just not going to happen, or if it hasn't happened by now, you know, it's not going to. And so that's the kind of the big risk that you're taking by rolling the dice on him for another year. And if you're looking to trade him, you've got to kind of try and figure out when can I get the most value for him. And if he only plays 30 games next season, that value is going to be lower when you're trying to get, you know, trade him and get a good return for him. So there's risks associated with this. And this kind of how it goes in pro sports, I guess.
So tell me what that looks like, getting through to him or getting buy-in from him, considering, you know, as people are texting me, he's getting paid gazillions of dollars. I don't understand. How do you get somebody to buy in? I don't get it. Help me out.
You know, that's kind of the big challenge here. And you see this, right? You know, these players come into the league, some of them 18, 19 years old, and are immediately making $50+ million. And Zion was probably coming in, you know, as one of the most hype rookies we've seen in a very long time with his, you know, NBA salary plus the endorsements that he's getting. If you're getting $50 million a year at age 18, I don't know if I would be taking my full-time job that seriously either necessarily, and might be doing some other things here. So I think that's kind of one of the issues here. You heard Joe Dumars talk about this at his introductory press conference where he's like, we can all see who the player is, how high you jump, what are you good at, can you shoot, can you score, those sorts of things. You know, but he said, I've got to understand the person. And does that person want to be great? Do they want to come in work day in, day out and do all of that? I don't know if that's something that you can necessarily get to like click for someone, and that's got to be more of an internal process. But maybe it's, you know, explaining how his career is going and it's not the way that he wants. And we've seen Zion lose some minor endorsement deals and things like that, that, you know, the lack of playing and the lack of stuff that you're doing off court is going to impact you in other ways that you don't want. And maybe that's how they kind of get through to him. But you would hope that, you know, the money being what it is, should be motivating enough, but that's just not always the case.
If you're sitting on $50 million, 20 years old, I guess it is hard to push yourself, maybe. I don't know. Let's talk about salary cap and impactful free agents.
Yeah, you know, the Pelicans aren't going to be big players in free agency this offseason. Their salary cap is, let's call it tight, I think, a little bit restrictive, where this is one of two franchises in NBA history that's never paid the luxury tax. Them and the Charlotte Hornets here. And it doesn't look like they're going to really be a team that's going to do that this season either, given that they'll be competitive if they're healthy, but they don't look like a title-winning team, let's say. So they're going to be kind of limited in what they can do this offseason unless it's through a trade. You know, keep an eye on someone like Chris Paul. You know, and a nice little homecoming return for him here, I think, would be really great to see at the end of his career. The Pelicans have their mid-level exception available. It's going to be in the range of about, you know, a 2 or 3 year contract worth at around $13.5 million or so per season. That's likely enough to bring Chris Paul back to New Orleans in terms of just the money here. And the Pelicans need a point guard. They traded for DeJounte Murray from the Atlanta Hawks last offseason. That was their big offseason move. And unfortunately, he tore his ACL in January, meaning he's likely but not guaranteed to miss the start of the regular season. You need someone to kind of fill in for him during that time until he comes back healthy. A Chris Paul return could really be a nice thing to see, and putting, you know, still an elite point guard next to Zion Williamson would be a great thing. Chris Paul, despite being 39 or 40, played all 82 games last season. Someone who just plays that much is a very good addition to New Orleans, I think.
Real quick word about Locked On Pelicans.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcasts, we're covering all sorts of everything when it comes to the NBA draft. So player, prospect, previews, reviews, all of that. Breaking down who they could be at the NBA level, looking at potential trades the team could do. It's on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist. Is it better to keep your kids on a regimen and schedule during the summer, or should you just let them relax and recharge while school's out? How do you handle it with your kids? How did your parents handle it with you? And how are your kids handling it with your grandkids? 504-260-1870, Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Love to hear from you. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.